It is a grim number we hear a lot. An average of 22 veterans take their own life every day. That's according to the Veterans Administration. But what is not often reported is that most of those who commit suicide are older veterans who did not see combat. For our series Off the Base, WUSS Bobby O'Brien checks in with Dr. Larry Schoenfeld. He's a professor at the Florida Mental Health Institute at the University of South Florida. He specializes in veterans and aging issues.
I think we're still trying to understand what the statistics mean and where they're coming from. I don't know if how much they've done in terms of the age distribution, but in the general population and in the veteran population, the older white male still becomes the highest risk population for committing suicide. The concern is that we have younger people also committing suicide, and this country's got to do something for those who served our country so well.
I guess the other element of that was a lot of people associate suicide with someone who has gone through combat or had repeated deployments. And that's something else that apparently is another myth.
Well, I don't know if it's a myth. When there's always a certain percentage, there's a concern. We just know that in terms of the total numbers, you're a higher risk if you're an older veteran or an older male in general. But our concern also is with young people. When young people commit suicide, the question is why. So maybe that they're not the majority of the suicides, but they're certainly of great concern to us because they have their whole life ahead of them.
USF is doing some research currently with student veterans or the younger population looking into those issues?
Yeah, we have a number of studies going on from different people. We have the National Center for Homelessness and Veterans that Dr. Colleen Clark oversees with colleagues from the VA and the University of Penn as well. We have people like myself and Dr. Larry Bradley, a director of student veteran services here on campus, all working on what the student population looks like who come back from the military. And we have other people who are working with community-based veterans.
What are some of the things that you're finding?
Well, of course, the ones that we're working with are those who respond to our surveys, and that's not been easy to get a hold of. We have several studies we've done. One that I did particularly was just a general survey of mental health and well-being. And we found out that of the USF students, which we knew were kind of well in terms of their mental and physical capabilities, 37% were experiencing PTSD symptoms. They were positive on the screening instruments for those. That was a surprise. We thought it would be a little bit less, but not too far off from what we're seeing of the veterans in general who come back from Iraq and Afghanistan and showing 40-something percent perhaps.
Is there concern that with post-9/11 veterans, what we see now is only the tip of the iceberg?
I think that's absolutely certain, that the wave, because of the aging of the population, that if they don't get the help now, you're going to be seeing it later. It's, in a sense, a time bomb in itself, that everything that you don't attend to now, you're going to pay for the price later of not serving those people in the early stages, when you might have kept the symptoms down to a reasonable level. Early intervention's the best. If you let it fester for many years, it's going to affect their lives, their family members, their work, and when they retire, then what?
So give me that futuristic outlook, if you will, where we are now and where are we going to be 10, 20, 30 years out with the post-9/11 veteran?
Well, it's going to be interesting. I mean, the VA is trying to change the way it does business and get people into treatment sooner and more preventive care as opposed to waiting for things to become longer-term care issues. But with the number of people that we had serving over in the Middle East at post-9/11, the problems they came back with physically and mentally, it's going to put a greater burden on long-term care. It's going to be a greater burden on insurance coverage. Not all veterans get all benefits. So if you served, you were not injured, but you were deployed, not all of your coverage may be through the military. It's going to be through the public systems. And so we're going to see the burden on Medicare, Medicaid, and private insurance as well.
USF Professor Dr. Larry Schoenfeld. To see more of his research and other stories in our Off the Base series, visit our website, wusfnews.org.